Welcome everyone to Q3 results of Cyfrowy Polsat Group, and important information about the acquisition of Metalem Holdings Limited, indirectly controlling Pocomtel Spółka z o.o. Before I go to the details of the mentioned transaction, I would like to go briefly through the KPI of retail business and our broadcasting business, as well as the financial results. The full presentation is on our website, and our IR is also ready always to give you the full presentation if necessary. So to describe what happened in last quarter, our subscriber base is on a stable level of over 3.5 million. Slight decline in the family segment is caused by the multi-room growth, which you can see on slide number five. The doubled number is thanks to the transformation of those customers who have two contracts into one, without negative impact on the performance, because multi-room is a paid service. In Q3, the number of our internet subscribers grew to 208,000. Today, this figure is over 220,000 subscribers. ARPU, as promised, grew to 49.2 zloty due to the, let's say, release of the flexible promotions of those clients who subscribed to the higher tiers and stayed in this genre, in this tier. Churn under control, 9.1%. The guidance for the end of this year is that it will slightly grow, but it will still stay below 10. It's due to the higher amount of the clients who will get to the end of period of their contract. Slide number six, KPI for broadcasting and television production segment. Audience share of TV Polsat Group grew to 21.6%. TV advertising market share, 24.7%. Expenditures on TV advertising market and sponsoring market declined by 1.9%. In the same time, revenue from advertising and sponsoring of our group grew by 3.4%. Financial results you can see on page number seven. 716,000 cost 448,000 million, sorry. EBITDA 268 million, and EBITDA margin almost 40%. Net profit 176 million. And now let me tell you about the transaction of acquisition of Metalem, the company which indirectly is controlling 100% shares of Pocomtel. Cyfrowy Polsat concluded today the conditional agreement to acquire Metalem Holdings. And I would like to underline that we have a compelling rationale for our investors. First of all, strong potential to create value for customers and shareholders. Significant synergies, which we identified and we'll discuss in the course of this presentation. And what is very important, this acquisition does not change the strategy, it just accelerates its execution. Our valuation of Metalem is very attractive, but the completion is subject to EGM approval on share capital increase, registration of share capital increase, and refinancing of Cyfrowy Polsat current debt. We valued Metal-M at 6.15 billion Polish zloty equity value. The offer will be made in the form of new shares for Metal-M shareholders, assuming all assets and liabilities of Metal-M, including net debt of 10.2 billion Polish zloty. The offer was presented to four shareholders of Metal-M. Three of them already accepted the offer. The fourth one, EBRD, received our offer. It is considering it, but bearing in mind the validity of the offer, we believe that the decision should be taken by the end of the year. What was our valuation approach? Slide number 11. Value based on DCF valuation, trading multiples for European listed peers, and comparable transactions. In the top chart, you can see that Polkomtel, that we are buying Polkomtel with a multiple of 5.7, while the very broad telecom group, including those operators who are exposed to fixed, is 5.85, but European mobile operators imply the valuation of 6.3. For those who are not very familiar with Polkomtel, Polkomtel is pure mobile operator with already executed strategy of data jump in LTE. All methodologies imply a fair valuation. On top of that, an independent opinion issued by Ernst & Young, an advisory firm, confirms that the proposed purchase price for the contemplated transaction is fair from the financial point of view to the shareholders of Cyfrowy Polsat as a whole. Valuation does not include synergies. This is a very important point because we quantified these synergies, and we believe they will create an extra value for our shareholders. Comparable transactions also indicate that this is a fair transaction. We present the comparable transaction on slide number 13. The multiple is 6.5. The broad group of comparable companies you can see on the slide number 12, but because we included it only for the transparency of our valuation, I believe that more adequate is the peer group presented on slide number 13, where we present only mobile operator and those who may be having exposure to the fixed, also implemented LTE technology as a driver of the future growth. To remind you, this peer group shows the multiple of 6.3. On slide number 14, you can see what is our shareholder structure before transaction and what we believe it will be after the transactions, but including EBRD as the party of the transactions. Number of new shares issued expected to be 291,133,000, assuming issue price of 21.12 zloty per share. This price was established in the course of the negotiation, and it is average of 3 and 6 months performance of Cyfrowy Polsat shares. New shares will constitute over 45% of the share capital and over 35% of voting rights. The new shares will trade on Warsaw Stock Exchange on completion. Slide number 15 shows that we are combining two most profitable groups in the Polish TMT market, two leaders in media and telecommunication business. With the revenue of close to 10 billion Polish zloty, EBITDA almost 4 billion, EBITDA margin at the very healthy level, 40%, operating cash flow 3.6 billion, and net debt to last 12 months EBITDA 3.1. It's important to underline that this multiple, 3.1 net debt to EBITDA, is lower by 0.4 times to the last significant transaction we performed when we acquired Telewizja Polsat. In that time, our net debt to EBITDA was 3.5. So our market leader position with such a performance will be unquestionable. The experience Cyfrowy Polsat has in determining the changes in the market and in the customer preferences lead us to these transactions. We're simply anticipating that those changes will be significant and the mobile component to our strategy will be very important. This transaction will, the new group and the assets will give us opportunity to improve operational and financial results because we will create portfolio of complementary products and services which would be hard to replicate and offers significant upselling potential. And because we identified many synergies, both on the revenue and cost side. In the effect, we will create the value for our shareholder and the largest media and telecommunication company, a leader in Poland and a leading company in the region. Let me describe you our business, current position and our vision. Cyfrowy Polsat today is the largest multimedia group in Poland with 32% of pay TV market, over 23% of the audience share in its broadcasting business and 25% of advertising market. We provide pay TV to 3.5 million households, which correspond to 25% of Polish population, with a very similar market share of our broadcasting business. Recognizing the changes in the market, we extend our operation to the online video distribution, and our service, IPLA, is already now number one online video platform with almost 4 million users. We also have in our portfolio pay mobile TV offer using DVB technology. It's called TV Mobilna. And we are the only DTH operator in Poland offering broadband in the best and most efficient technology, LTE. And all of that being the most profitable media company in Poland. Because we are both traditional and new media leader, we can realize our vision, which is to be the entertainment market leader in Poland, which provides high-quality multiple-play services for our customers. Adding Polkomtel to Polsat Group creates incredible potential. Polkomtel is a leading mobile operator in Poland with over 14 million customer base and technology which allows to successfully develop new product in mobile internet segment. On slide number 21, you can see the breakdown of the most valuable subscriber base, which is contracted subscribers, 29% of the market, the leader in this segment. That's the position of Polkomtel. On the right side of this chart, you can see the spectrum to which Polkomtel has an access on which we want to develop our future products. It fits perfectly our vision and accelerates our strategy execution. 29% of the contractual base corresponds to 7.4 million subscribers, and with this acquisition, we are buying a company which is focused on delivering the newest technologies to customers. Already 3 million smartphone users in the Polkomtel subscriber base, more than 3 million customers already actively using data services, and a potential to create and successfully sell new products and services, e.g. banking, insurance, smartphone, energy, and all which can be expected by our clients. Again, like Cyfrowy Polsat, Polkomtel is the most profitable mobile operator in Poland. So, combining all these assets, which are already in the domain of Cyfrowy Polsat Group and Polkomtel Group, we will create a market leader. Especially that the portfolio of the product which and the assets, portfolio of the assets which will be a base to create the product, is a combination which is very difficult to replicate by our competition, and it consists of key content, key devices, smartphones, and the range of the services from video, broadband, and voice. You can see on the slide number 24 that only our group will have all these assets under one roof. I wish to underline that with this transaction, our vision is not changing, is slightly evolving, because now we will become entertainment and telecom market leader, which will provide high-quality multiplay services to our customers. We see an addressable market which is evolving with a great speed. So let me share you our opinion on this topic. On slide number 27, we would like to propose a new definition of the directly addressable market by combined new group with Polkomtel on board. Till now, we were talking about households, which we provide with our services. But together with Polkomtel, excluding overlap, we will have in our subscriber base 17 million individuals. But bearing in mind the changes in the products desired by the market, we would like to make even one step further to talk about the devices which are equipped with a screen on which we can deliver content products which till now were the base of our product. Our estimation is that average household of our group has four such devices. I'm having in mind here TV sets, smartphones, tablets, laptops, PCs. So our enlarged market is now 6 million households, multiply 4, it gives us around 25 million devices. This number will be growing because already today 70% of the sales in the market are smartphones, and this dynamic will be even growing in the coming quarters. The number of these devices to which we want to address our product will be increased because we believe there is a change in the customer behavior. Or I should rather say there are changes in the customer behavior because we see more than one. First of all, consumers are increasingly watching video on a range of devices, at home as well as outside. Consumers are also multitasking, using a range of devices while watching TV. And this changing of the behavior drives data growth. On slide number 30, you can see that smartphones are already today responsible for the 50% of the data consumption, and this trend will be growing in terms of numbers, and the share of the smartphone is forecasted to be still at the level of 50%. In the same time, video is responsible for another 50% of data consumption in the reports which we are quoting on this slide. So video consumption on smartphone drive data volumes. Cyfrowy Polsat, who had very similar strategy of which we have right now, was unable to deploy smartphones into the Polish market because we didn't have such a business model. So without this acquisition, we will actually cut ourselves off 50% of the market. That's why I believe that this is a very important step forward to execute our strategy. Controlling the attractive content and the right technology and the right devices is the key to the success. On slide number 31, we tried to put all assets we have in the group on one slide. We have the and to prove that our business is hard to replicate by competition. We have huge capabilities to produce key content in-house. For those who are not our shareholders, I would like to stress out that we produce 23 channels, and we are leading content provider in Poland, and we have very well-established relationships with all major license holders around globally. We have in our disposition all means of the distribution, mobile, I should say wireless distribution, which is the modus vivendi we have. Satellite, terrestrial, mobile, from 2G to 4G, and the most important, LTE. We have also, together with Polkomtel, all the efficient models to deploy in the market all the devices which are required by modern customers. Set-top boxes, tablets, and as I underlined a second ago, the most important, smartphones. I told you that, in my opinion, the key technology for the future development of media and telecoms is LTE. On slide number 32, you can see the current rollout of our LTE network. We cover already 62% of the population. In the same time, we can address almost 100% of the population in 3G technology, HSPA and HSPA+. So our strategy remains unchanged. Till now, it was building customer base value, effective content distribution, and effective cost management by including plus Polkomtel to our group. Our strategy remains unchanged. Our focus will be exactly on those three KPIs. But Polkomtel acquisition is a great opportunity to significantly accelerate the execution of our strategy. Polkomtel is not a public company, so let me now describe it for you and give you some more information about it. 14 million customers, including 7.4 million contracted. Fast-growing number of smartphones, tablet, and laptop users, which is very important from the perspective of Cyfrowy Polsat. It's a leader in the market in LTE rollout ahead of the competition. And It has very strong financial profile, highly cash-generating potential. Or I should say already execution of the high cash generation. It has very attractive customer base. I told you already that it's a leader in the most valuable segment, which is contracted subscribers, 29%. On slide number 36, you can see the breakdown of the subscriber base to contracted subscribers and prepaid customers. Contracted base is stable at the level of 7.4 million over the last 3 years. And the prepaid is also pretty much stable at the level of over 6 million. It is possible because Polkomtel has a very loyal subscriber base with a stable churn a little bit over 13%. There is another reason why contracted customer base is very important, because the ARPU is significantly higher, 49 zloty versus 11 on prepaid. That gives us the blended ARPU of 31.5 zloty. ARPU was historically affected, negatively affected by the regulation because of the interconnect MTR decline from 21.6 to 4.3 groszy in last 4 years, but also by business-wise by the asymmetry which ceased to exist in the beginning of this year. So all the players in the market has now the even position, and we believe there is not much room to go down with MTR on voice. So the biggest changes in the market are behind us, and there shouldn't be significant impact on ARPU and on the revenues in the future. The growth will come from data. Polkomtel successfully combined its data offering with smartphone sales. Improving technology and increasing reach of data services, and the most important here is LTE, support rapid take-up of devices and fast-growing active user base. On slide number 39, in the top chart, you can see that over 65%, today actually it's already 70% of sales constitute handsets with the access to internet, it means smartphones. So there will be a very rapid changeover in the subscriber base in the direction of those customers who will need access to internet in order to fully exploit their devices. The proof for that take-up is the chart on the bottom left side, active data user development. Only in last 12 months, it's the number went up by 37%. ARPU from data transmission is 8.3. It's constantly growing. However, this ARPU, due to the mode of reporting by other players in the market, does not reflect the individual ARPU of those clients who signed up for the data transmission. It's diluted by a whole subscriber base. It's spread over 14 million clients. That's the standard in the market. So we, being just in the beginning of the process of acquisition, we'll have to adjust in the reporting. Polkomtel is a stable and highly effective, highly efficient business. Retail and wholesale revenues, as you see on slide number 40, are stabilizing. The declining is the interconnect revenue due to the MTR regulation, but as I said, the majority of the impact is already behind us. Consistently strong EBITDA is a result of a disciplined cost management and the margin, as well as the cost management, but also the mathematical effect of declining interconnect revenues. Polkomtel has a very strong cash flow generation capabilities, which helped deleverage the company from 4.2 to 3.6 in last 18 months. And we, as a hopefully new shareholder, will be determined to consistently deleverage the company in the future. All these KPIs and financial results, which I presented to you, lead us to the conclusion that Polkomtel has very strong market position. With a significant market share in terms of revenue and consistently the highest EBITDA margin in the market, achieved through the combination of a high-value contracted subscriber base and disciplined cost management. So to wrap up, Polkomtel is a profitable and resilient business with a valuable contracted customer base, and it's a market leader in LTE deployment, which is extremely important for the acceleration of our strategy. But we believe that in the new group, combined Cyfrowy Polsat and Polkomtel, Polkomtel's sole position and performance will improve, of course, having also positive impact on the performance of old Cyfrowy Polsat Group. Now, Tomasz Szeląg, our CFO, will tell you about the synergies which we identify, and to underline again, were not included in the valuation of the company. Tomasz, floor is yours.
Thank you, Dominik. We have identified synergies in three areas, namely revenue, cost, and financing. But before I go into detail, I would like to give you some context. Slide number 45. We think there are two key value drivers with this transaction. First, increasing revenues. ARPU growth will come from the increasing number of products each customer buys. And this is not only about selling existing products across a very wide offering, but also about new products. From a market perspective, it's clear that we have real momentum to catch up in terms of multiplay with other markets, as you can see in the bottom graph. Slide number 46. Second key value driver with this transaction are synergies, improving the customer experience. This leads to greater customer satisfaction, as a result, lower churn. We are already the best at managing churn, what you can see on the graph, but when we improve the customer experience, as we will with this transaction, we will have lower churn across the combined group. Slide number 47. If we take higher revenue and lower churn, as I described a minute ago, we think there is significant upside from this transaction. We will cross-sell all of our products to all of our customers. We will bundle our products and sell the bundles to our customers. And last but not least, we will develop and sell new products such as banking, monitoring, energy, and so on. We expect cumulative revenue synergies by the end of 2019 to reach 2 billion zlotys. Slide number 48 presents cost synergies, which will come from managing the two businesses together and making savings in terms of processes, functions, and systems. Definitely the most important area is optimizing the cost of client acquisition, retention, and customer care. But we can also see some savings as a result of IT integration, as well as procurement and back office functions. And the total identified cost synergies we expect to be 1.5 billion zlotys by the end of 2019. Slide number 49. There is further real opportunity for savings in relation to financing costs. When we put together our balance sheets, we believe we can lower our combined interest costs and get better terms from the market. We think this savings could mean an additional 0.5 billion zlotys by the end of 2019. To sum up on slide number 50, we expect that revenue and cost synergies of 3.5 billion zlotys could be achieved by the end of 2019. This translates into a 2 percentage points increase of our EBITDA margin by the end of 2016 and an additional 1.5 percentage points in the years 2017-19. And last but not least, with refinancing, there will be also debt service savings, which will positively impact our bottom line. Finally, what Dominik said, can I just point out, these synergies are not reflected in the acquisition price. I would like to give you some transaction details now. Let me begin with slide number 52, which shows transaction steps. We will start with the Metalem acquisition process. Then we will refinance Cyfrowy Polsat's existing debt, and at the same time, we will repay PIK notes in ALM 1 with the use of new debt raised by Cyfrowy Polsat. We should complete these steps by the end of May 2014, and from then we will consolidate our financial results. Then in 2016, we plan to refinance bonds which have been issued by the Polkomtel Group. And at the same time, we will fully incorporate ALM financial vehicles. You've got them between Metalem and Polkomtel on the graph. On slide number 53, we present the key dates. The most important dates are the EGM approval for the conditional capital increase, then the refinancing of Cyfrowy Polsat's debt, and SEC approval of the prospectus. If we meet these targets, we should complete the transaction, as I said, by the end of May 2014. Slide number 54 shows the impact of share capital dilution on our EPS. What is important is that we expect to be EPS earnings per share neutral in 2017. And slide number 55 presents our deleveraging strategy. Given the scale and high cash generation profile of the combined group with different revenue sources, we now feel comfortable with a leverage ratio of 2.5 times. We expect to achieve this level by the end of 2016, and once this level is achieved and we are below 2.5 times, we will review our dividend policy. This is all for my part, and now I will give the floor to Dominik again.
Thank you. As you may know, in 2010, while announcing the acquisition of Telewizja Polsat, we promised to deliver certain level of synergies and profits. Now we have a very good track record because we achieved all goals much quicker than expected. On slide number 57, you can see that the synergies of extra, additional, incremental 2 percentage points of EBITDA, which was scheduled to be delivered in 2 years, were exceeded and delivered prior to the announced date. The same with EPS, announced EPS neutral within 2 years, was delivered slightly ahead of time. So building at the same time the value of this company for our investors, we are experienced in delivering the synergies and building the value for our investors. Since TV Polsat acquisition, we outperformed the WIG 20 by 60%. So you can see it on the slide number 58. So we are ready to do it again, and we believe that Polkomtel is a great opportunity to achieve the incremental value of our company in the future. So final conclusion, the transaction will enable us to meet the demands of rapidly evolving market and changing customer behavior. It is a significant opportunity for us to accelerate the execution of our strategy and as a consequence to improve our operational and financial results. We have a consistent track record of creating value for our shareholders, and I want to personally state that we are committed to this continuing in the future. That's all what we prepared today as a presentation. There is a lot of material which is in appendixes. The presentation is on our website, so you can get all this information from there as well as from our IR.